Hi everyone, I'm Luca, and today we will see how we can use DistroBox to develop on this new wave of immutable and atomic distributions, in particular on Eon. I'm a senior software engineer at ChainGuard, open source lover, and yeah, those are my contacts if someone needs. So today we will first talk of what is and DistroBox and what is not, and some basic use cases for the development and whatnot. So actually, what is DistroBox? So DistroBox is a POSIX script, a set of POSIX scripts that wrap a container manager. It is inspired by Containers Toolbox, which is formerly known as Fedora Toolbox, and OpenSUSE MicroS Toolbox. It expands on the idea of being a toolbox for debugging and emergency to actually create complete user lens for use. It wraps either Podman, it can wrap Docker or Lilypod. Lilypod is another container manager that I actually wrote, which is like a super small subset of what Podman does, but its aim is to be, the minimum requirements for DistroBox to work in as less dependency as possible. Yeah, the idea is to streamline and abstract as much as possible from the original container manager so that you can concentrate on just asking for, a user land that you need. And so that the container is actually super high integrated with the host instead of being an isolation. We will talk more about this later. Why not a ch root? Actually, it's because this way we can leverage all the OCI landscape of images, which is huge. The aim is to be easy to use. So we will see that it has lots of subcomments and flags, but the idea is that defaults are sane and it's easy to use without flags so that you can just DistroBox do stuff, and it should work, but it can give you the power of customizing it as you need and be actually useful. So the host integration goes for Wayland and X, so you can launch graphical application from it, full audio integration, SSH, DBus, removable devices, systemd, the user session of systemd. But there are also extra features, like we can create actual system containers with DistroBox, even if we are not using LXC or Incus, we can create like a systemd container using Podman, Docker, or Lilypod. It is possible to actually have a manifest so that you can do your environments declaratively with DistroBox. It has commands to export binaries and applications so that the integration with the host is even more seamless. So what it is, it's aimed at rootless setups. It was born like this when I was working for a company and they gave me a company laptop that didn't have sudo and I need to work. And so I started ideating this. It's good for software compatibility. We will see that there is a pretty big compatibility image list. It goes all the way back to like CentOS 7, all the way now to Tumbleweed, Arch, Fedora. So it's quite wide and diverse compatibility. It's good for separation of environments. It's not isolating the environments, but it's good if you need sort of like virtual environments, but for whole user lands instead. And it's shipped by default by almost all atomic and immutable distributions, by Aeon. SteamOS also ships it by default. The Ubu embed seed folks ship it, Vanilla OS. And for Fedora, it's available in the repos. What is not? It's not a security tool. This is not a sandboxing tool. For those use the like proper Podman Docker, for GUI use Flatpaks because they are actually sandboxing and isolating stuff. This is not. It's not an insecure thing. Like in rootless setups, the container cannot do anything that you cannot already do. So it's not like there are privileges escalation or something. You're not more safe. You're not less safe. It's same. But for rootful setups, so if you use Docker, for example, or Podman with sudo, remember that the root in the container is the actual root also in the host. So it can mess things up. Now let's talk about Aeon. Aeon is the immutable atomic distribution of based on Tumbleweed and MicroS. It's really nice. I like it. It's because it's more like an appliance target. So it tries to be more like Chrome OS, fire and forget. It very much focuses on the out-of-the-box experience. It's minimal, and it's highly focused on Flatpak and containers, obviously. So the philosophy of Aeon is leave the base system clean and alone. CLI apps should be in a container. GUI apps should be in a Flatpak. They come from FlatHub, so the whole community works on them. And yeah, there is this good separation of concerns. So this is the design of Aeon. So you have this base OS based on MicroS with GNOME without any apps because everything is added as Flatpaks by default. You can still use classic RPMs for very edge cases. Not advised, but the talk after me will go much more deeper down on Aeon. Graphical application from Flatpaks, and we have terminal application with DistroBox. But for apps that don't actually have a Flatpak or the Flatpak is not the best solution for those apps, there is still DistroBox export that we will explore in a bit. Basically lets you have GUI apps highly integrated with your environment, even though they are running in a container. So we will concentrate on this part of the design today. So all good and dandy, you have your immutable distribution, super reliable, super rolling and go on. But I need to work. I need to install stuff. I need SDKs. I need terminal application, GUI applications. So with DistroBox, we can have mutable environments. We can have multiple environments, so diverse distributions or diverse, you know, snapshots. Maybe you want to test something on Tumbleweed of a snapshot of a couple of weeks ago, I don't know. Stuff like this, and you can highly customize these environments. So, as I was saying, nice for SDKs, libraries, debuggers, editors, encapsulate the environment so you can have multiple versions parallelly. So, for example, you want some stuff from Wolfie, or you want some stuff from Tumbleweed, you can just pop up in the terminal and install them as if it was not an immutable distribution. What are the limitations and compatibility of DistroBox? We need a POSIX compliant shell. It's mostly that, and we need a support package manager. That's not a big problem. We have support for I think everything under the sun, more or less. Why we need a package manager? It is needed because to provide a properly integrated container, we can't rely only on those basic images of, like, I don't know, 20 megabytes from Alpine. We need more stuff. So, but you, there is a set of images that are more suited for those. There are there is an official Tumbleweed DistroBox image. There is the Toolbox Images project, which is a community effort to create toolboxes that are compatible also with Fedora Toolbox. They are compatible also with DistroBox even more. So you have this, you know, cheesy screenshot with all the various distributions. You can create your own images with Dockerfile. They are, you know, normal containers, so you can create your own image and use that, or you can create assembly manifests. They are INI simple manifests, very simple, you know, key value stuff. This, you can declare multiple boxes with you know, packages, commands to run at the init, and so on, so that you can actually have a pre-made environment. Those are actually my personal boxes from my dot files. So when I have to set up a new machine, I just clone my dot files, DistroBox assemble, and I wait, and they are good to go for development. You can already mix and match. For example, I use Wolfie for the development, but not all packages and tools that I need are in Wolfie, so I have this Tumbleweed DistroBox with some other stuff that is absent still, and I can export those. So from Wolfie, I can transparently use stuff from the Tumbleweed containers and so on. So it's a quite seamless integration. And so why you will want maybe different environments? Sometimes you go and find some project where the build instructions are only for Ubuntu 20.04. I don't know, it happens. Or the binary is only released for a specific distribution. One of examples is for example, for DaVinci Resolve, which I think it's released only on Red Hat or CentOS. So you can create a dedicated container and transparently use it, and then use DistroBox export. What it does, it actually exports back to the host either a container or an app. And so from the host itself, for you, it's a regular binary. You just execute it, but under the hood, it goes through containers to do all this fancy stuff. Also, we are in the era of AI, so GPU integration is very important. It's also nice that you can encapsulate various, you know, dependencies for the development. Out of the box, Intel AMD for the open source drivers are already supported. You can mix and match Mesa and OpenGL Vulkan versions. So if you, for example, need something newer from Arch, or you can do that. ROCm support is also possible. You don't have to install it on the host. You can install them only on the guest, on the container. For NVIDIA, you need to have it on the host, and there is a seamless integration so that reuses the libraries from the host back in the container, so you don't have to actually install again the drivers also in the container, and they're kept in sync. So when you update your drivers on the host, in the next start of the containers, they are automatically remounted, so they are always fresh. You don't have to download another runtime or whatever. And yeah, so what you can use it for? For example, I use it for libvirt. I need VMs on my computer, so instead of installing with transactional update, or RPM or S3 if you're on Fedora, installing like 100 packages, which pretty much defies the purpose of having these neatly vetted image-based system, you can slap it in a container. This is actually a system container. As you can see, we have an init. This means this container has actually systemd inside. It has some flags for the unsharing, install all the stuff. And so when all the process is finished, you get in your upgrade a neat little tumbleweed icon. So that one will open your a terminal with tumbleweed already launched inside. Or you will also have your virtual virt manager icon. So this is an example of GUI application export. So you have your application seamlessly integrated in the host. It's a regular application. What it does instead is launching inside the container. And then you can have your VMs normally. When you're done, you can just destroy the container. All is lost. You can remove everything transparently. For work, I also cannot just use Podman. I actually need Docker, so we can run Docker inside Podman. This way, this enables to run another init full container with systemd with inside Docker, and then export it back to the host, so you can transparently use Docker without having to install all this stuff manually on the host. For development purposes, I use Vim, by the way, and this is pretty much seamless. You just enter the container and run your stuff. You can automatically set up dot files, system dependencies from the assembly file. I think this is like the easiest type of integration development with DistroBox. But most people use VS Code, and for that, we can either use the native Flatpak, and I've created in my repo, there is a little Podman host utility that lets you use the host Podman from the Flatpak, and it wraps it so that it treats distro boxes in a special manner so that it doesn't enter as root. It carries on your environment and stuff like that. So this way you can actually use a distro box as a complete environment also from VS Code. Alternatively, you can just slap VS Code inside the container and export it. It's the same. There is an article on how to integrate it. It's relatively simple. What's on the roadmap? I want to improve documentation. I have plenty of documentation, but it's not that well organized from what I see, because people are always asking the same questions, so probably not that good. I want to improve the code readability. There is a technical choice in using POSIX shell, which is not the prettiest language, so I want to make an effort to keep it as clean and readable as possible so that I can still use it and manage it without having external dependency or, you know, runtime libraries or stuff like that. This way, it's way easier. I want to improve package manager handling. More than once, someone is lamenting that if you use DNF on Tumbleweed, DistroBox doesn't work. And I need to improve that, because when I see DNF, I assume Fedora. So that's the problem. And with the improving in the code layout and readability, I want also to introduce more container managers, so you can use Incas and Spawn or plain BVRAP or micro VMs, so you can match and mix and experiment. And improve tests. Right now, I have an exhaustive CI, but it's a little bit too much. Like, it's actually running every single image maybe we can optimize this stuff so we can test different stuff on different distros. And yeah, so that was it. And I want to do some special thanks to the Eon team, Vanilla OS team, the uBlue team, and all the 150-something contributors that contributed to DistroBox in these 2 years. DistroBox is on GitHub, 89 Luca 89 DistroBox. We have a Matrix channel, a Discord channel. We used to have a Telegram channel, but Telegram didn't like my account, so there isn't one anymore. So yeah, that was DistroBox, and thank you. If there are questions, I'm open to questions. All good? All good. Thank you very much.